Shabbat again, thank you as always for all of your efforts in our Batzas Torah in our community. And of course, next Thursday night, December 31st, big program Rabbi Shabtai is organizing on the inner workings of Hasidus with Moshe Weinberger, Rabbi Goldberg, and Rabbi Reuven Brand. So everyone is obviously encouraged to mark that on their calendar as well. Okay, what I want to talk about today is the halachic topic of playing sports on Shabbos, which again comes up frequently in my house, which is why I like to review the topic every now and then to better understand it and better be able to understand it to my child, particularly my son, and to his friends as well. And one of the questions before my son's bar mitzvah was we had a chance to meet with my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger, and one of the questions my son asked him was about ball playing on Shabbos. Do the halachas of ball playing change once he becomes a bar mitzvah? Or does the initial conversation that he had had with Rabbi Neuberger many years ago, do those halachas still stay intact? And so for me, it was an opportunity to review these halachas. I've taught them before, but again, chazara is always important. We always gain and glean new insight into the halachas themselves. So the sugya really starts with a Gemara in Yerushalmi, a very troubling Gemara in Yerushalmi, where the Gemara talks about this place called Tor Shimon, where it says that lots of great things were happening in Tor Shimon. Mabik Tos, Mavan de Garbin, Demarkia, Lekaite, Kol Aruval Shuva, which is a nice way of saying that every Erev Shabbos, they would give 300 loaves of bread to the poor people. So these were a bunch of tzaddikim, really great individuals. And the Gemara over there is talking about the fall of Beitar, the destruction of cities surrounding Yerushalayim. And therefore the Gemara wonders, Vilama Charev, if they were doing all these wonderful things, if they were delivering 300 loaves of bread each week to the poor people, so why was this city destroyed? Answers the Gemara, Yesh Omri Mibnei Haznus, V'yesh Omri Mibnei Ashahayu Mesachkim Bekador. So two reasons given in the Gemara that could not be as diametrically opposed as humanly possible. One is that they were involved in licentious behavior, promiscuity, and the other is that they were involved in ball playing. Now you'll notice two things immediately about this Yerushalmi. Number one is, what is the connection between Znus and Kador, right? In other words, sometimes you compare apples with apples, and sometimes you compare apples with oranges. This is like a comparison between apples and a fig Newton, right? I mean, there's no comparison whatsoever. Yeah, for those who remember back in the days of fig Newton, I don't even know if they still make them anymore, right? But who in their right mind would seem to link znus, promiscuity, with misachakin bekador, playing ball? You would never in a million years have even associated those two. So in and of itself, I think that's interesting, because what is clear is that ball playing is not the way we envision ball playing nowadays, right? There weren't, you know, five or six innocent, sweet boys or girls going out with a basketball into their front yard or into the backyard and shooting some hoops, right? That is clear that is not the indication of misachakim bekador. And we know this historically, specifically when we talk about Greece and Rome, right? We know that sports were an avenue of promiscuity. It was generally conducted without clothes on, and it was not necessarily an environment where you would want to take your children. In fact, I was reflecting, I was talking to an avid Yankees fan yesterday, not Rabbi Goldberg, someone else, apropos to my background, and somehow the bleachers at Yankee Stadium came up. And I said, you know, I was once there, I was 96, so I was probably in 9th grade at the time. And my parents took me to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium. And my one hara from that experience was that Yankee Stadium is no place for a nice Jewish boy, right? I say the things that I've learned in my life that are bad, I either learned on the bus on the way back from school, or I learned in the bleachers, right? So sports were very similar to that. This was not a kosher environment. And that's in all likelihood why the Gemara in the Yerushalmi links the two of them. In other words, there was definitely a correlation between Znus and Misachakim Bekador. What you'll notice immediately in the Yerushalmi is that there's no context to why Misachakim Bekador was such an egregious sin, so much so that even though you had this city that was giving out 300 loaves of bread, nonetheless was destroyed, right? Doesn't tell us what was so egregious about Misachakim Bekador. And so the Korban Eda, the commentary on the Yerushalmi, fills in the blanks for us. And he says, B'Shabbos, right? It's very simple. That you want to know what was wrong is that they're not that they were playing sports, but that they were playing sports on Shabbos. Now, we don't know why playing sports on Shabbos is problematic yet. And so therefore, he adds a second interpretation. And he says, Inami, or perhaps why playing ball was so problematic, Shahi mivalin yimeim behem velo asku b'torah. Right? It's not that they were playing sports, and it's not that they were playing sports on Shabbos. It's that they were playing sports all the time, right? And when they should have been learning Torah and involving and investing themselves in more elevated types of activities, instead, they were acting like children. They were playing soccer and basketball and whatever sports were around in the time of the Yerushalmi, right? So what's interesting is the Gemara really doesn't give us context to it. The Gemara doesn't qualify it whatsoever. And even the Korban Eidah tries to fill in the blanks. And he says, maybe we're talking about Shabbos, or maybe we're just talking about Bittul Torah, right? That this is a discussion of how we spend our time. Again, apropos to a different article that I had written last week about how you spend your time really says about a lot about you. The Pnei Moshe, also commentary on the Yerushalmi, says very similar. He says, Shayim Esachakin Bikadur B'Shabbos. Right, again, what was so bad? It was that they were playing sports on Shabbos. And where do they get this from? How do they make up this idea that the context is specifically Chilul Shabbos? Well, it's found already in the Eicha Rabbah, in the Medrash, where the Medrash quotes this, and almost verbatim for our Gemara, but the Medrash adds a word, Amar Rav Huna, Mishum Shaya Misacha Kipinkador, B'Shabbos. Again, the problem was not just that they were playing sports, but the problem was that they were playing sports on Shabbos. So we've learned a little bit up until now, right? We've learned that the Yerushalmi does not give any qualifiers. It does not give context whatsoever. It simply tells us that Misachakim Bekadur is a problem, which we naturally drew a correlation between that and Znus to assume that there was some element of licentious behavior inherent in the ball playing back then that made it a problem. But based on the Medrash, all the commentary, or many of the commentaries on the Yerushalmi point out that the problem was not Znus, it was not even how they spent their time, but rather it was a problem of Shabbos. Now, once we get to the problem of Shabbos, it begs the question, what is the issue on Shabbos? Right? What could be the Chilul Shabbos inherent in ball playing? And so the commentaries, and we're going to go through them, point out two different concerns. Well, I'll say three different concerns, four different concerns. Do I hear five? No, I'll start with four. Four different concerns. Number one is carrying on Shabbos, Yontif. Number two is Muktzah. Number three is exercise. And number four is Ashvagumos, which is a nice way of saying leveling out the ground. Okay, so those are the four main concerns, and let's get into them one by one. So when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, so this is really developed in a Gemara, and really a Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah. The Mishnah Maseches Beitzah introduces us to a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about carrying on Yontif. There, Beis Shammai Omrim, again, irrespective of Eruv, right? Without an Eruv. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Motzin Lo Asa Katan V'Lo Asa Lula V'Lo Asa Sefer Torah Lo Shus Rabim. Beis Shammai says you cannot carry a Katan, a child, not a Lulav, and not a Sefer Torah to Rishus Rabim. The only time carrying was permitted was if it was directly correlated to our need to eat, or to prepare food on Shabbos, Yontif. Since none of these have any concern whatsoever with preparing food on Yontif, so Beis Shammai prohibits them. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, and Beis Hillel comes along and says that it is mutter. What is Beis Hillel Matir? What are they allowed? And on what grounds do they allow it? So Rashi over here says, Lo Asa Katan, and Rashi introduces us to what we'll call opinion number one. Rashi says, Kol mili delav tzorich achila. Right? What are we arguing about? We're arguing about anything. Right? Anything. Even if it has no need whatsoever. There, Beis Shammai says, Aser. And Beis Hillel says, even if there's no need whatsoever, right? Right? Delav tzorich achila. I don't need it for food. And there's no other qualifying statement within Rashi, right? So I have no need for it whatsoever. There, Beis Shammai is going to say it's not allowed. Beis Hillel is going to say it is allowed. Now, the problem is, in the Rabbeinu Chananel over there, source number 7 already alludes to this, which is, isn't that a strange way of saying anything? Right? If you wanted to say anything, would you have thought of the examples of Katan, Lulav, and Sefer Torah? Right? My guess is not. You either would have said anything, or you would have thought of such obscure cases that would have led me to realize that it's really talking about anything. Because if it applied to those cases, clearly it's talking about anything under the sun. So the Rabbeinu Chananel comes along in source number 7 and says, no, that really the reason why Beis Shammai in the Mishnah highlights those examples is because those are examples of mitzvahs, right? It's only in a case of a mitzvah that Beis Hillel is going to allow it. And so, when are we motzi es hakatan? That's for a bris milah. Lulav, obviously, is the mitzvah. Lulav and Sefer Torah is obviously the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, that there's a purposefulness to the three examples listed in the Mishnah, and that is to tell us that even if it's not Litzorach Achila, if it's Litzorach Mitzvah, that's where Beis Hillel is going to allow it. This is quoted in Tosfos as well. Tosfos says, V'dafka behotza sheyesh bo tzorach yantiv ktsas amrinan, mitok shutru litzorach yantiv, dechol ochal nefesh mutter hutranami shalol litzorach ochal nefesh. Right? He, again, Tosfos is building up, but he says, as long as there's a little bit of tzorach yantiv, then mitoch shehutra l'tzorach yantiv hutra nami shalol l'tzorach, that because it was allowed for tzorach yantiv, we allow it carte blanche, right? Ho avika tzorach miktas sheish tzorach yantiv aval shalol l'tzorach yantiv klal vade asim in a Torah, right? But if there's no need on yantiv whatsoever, that everyone's going to agree is asur. What is his example? Ofem yantiv l'chol. What if I bake on yantiv for the weekday or motzi avanim? Let's say I'm picking up rocks. Deleka lo tzorach nefesh. There's nothing that's required for food in that regard. Velo simchas yantiv, and there's no need for simchi yantiv in that regard. Chayav mideraisa. That, says Tosos, is a chayav deraisa. That's a biblical problem. V'chi pliki beishamay beishilo bedvarim she'en l'tzorach ochel nefesh, v'ikam emtzorach yantiv ksas. What beishamay beishilo are arguing about is not something that has to do with food, because everyone would agree that if it's a tzorach ochel nefesh, it's going to be allowed. Rather, we're talking about a case of ika tzorach yantiv ktsas, like katan, like lulav, like sefer Torah, and therefore he concludes that introduction says v'chein peir shabir chanana. Right, thou ad kan, the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel. And then Toso says there's a problem with Rabbeinu Chananel. Because if Rabbeinu Chananel is assuming that it's limited to mitzvah, right, it's limited to mitzvos that are tzorach yantiv ktsas, he says that's a problem. He says, avalesa perusha. That can't be the understanding. Delav dafka katan lemulo. We can't just be talking about a katan that's going to have his bris done. Right? If you notice in the Mishnah, it just says, lo asa katan. He can't take a katan. Didn't mention anything about bringing a katan to a bris milah. So Toso says it can't be that we're just talking about a katan to a bris milah. Dehu adin shelo lemulo deshari. Because it's also permissible, even if I'm holding a katan and I'm not taking him to his bris milah, gam teal, even if I'm stam taking a walk with a child, then it's also going to be allowed. Da'esh kechanami, because what do we find? Demisachakin bekandur shekorin pluta belaz beyante bershus rabim afagav leka ella teal. Because what existed already in the time of Tosfos, already in the time of Tosfos, they were playing sports on Shabbat, on Yantiv, right? And because they were playing sports on Shabbos and Yantiv, he says, it must be it's allowed, even if it's not Letzorach Mitzvah, even if it's not Katan Lemulo. He says, Gam Tiul, even if, again, how would you translate Tiul? Walking, playing, having fun, right? Leisurely activities, right? Even that, he says, was taking place in our day and age, and it was allowed on Yantiv. So Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam, comes along and says that even if it's not for a mitzvah, it is still going to be allowed on Shabbos and Yantiv. Now this is quoted lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, and my Shulchan Aruchs weren't in order. But pay attention to where the Shulchan Aruch is quoting this. Tav Kuf Yud Ches is the halachos of carrying. You'll notice on top of it in source 16, Shin Ches, is it different? That's Hilchos Muktzah. We're going to get to that in a second, so I'm going to hopefully block it from your screen. Hopefully you can't see it right now. But here we go. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitoch Shutra Hotzah Letzorach Achila Hutra Shalol Letzorach, right? Because Hotzah is allowed for eating, it's allowed for even not eating. Kagon, Katan, Velula, Vesefer Torah, Vekalim. Says the Ramah, Hatzrichim Lo Ktzas, right? You know, there needs to have a little bit of need. Or you have to be worried about that they're going to be stolen or something like that. Right, but just stam to pick up rocks, that's going to be a problem. Says the Ramah again. Umutter lischok bekador Afilu bishus harabim. You know what else you can do? You can even play with a ball on Yantif, even in rishus harabim. Afagav she'inu ela tiyul ba'alma. Even though it's not letzorach mitzvah, it's still going to be okay. Again, that's what we do, right? If there's an Erev, so obviously we're much more forgiving when it comes to the laws of Tiltul. So when it comes to Hilchos Yontif, and we're talking about Mukta, so you see that the Ramah is explicitly Mekil, based directly on Tosos, which again makes sense historically. Obviously, Rabbeinu Tam's comment, which is Ashkenaz, is going to be reflected in the comment of the Ramah, and therefore he says that playing ball on Yontif is going to be allowed. It is not a concern of carrying. Now, what else do you notice immediately about this comment of the Ramah? The Ramah does not say playing sports on Shabbos is okay. Right? What does the Ramah say you're allowed to do? Umutar lischok bekadur. Right? You're allowed to play with a ball. Just playing with a ball is going to be okay. Getting a 5-on-5, you know, basketball game, having a 9-on-9 baseball game, that's a totally different monster. The Ramah never permits that whatsoever in his comment, certainly over here. So what is concern number two? Well, concern number two, let's start from the easiest stuff, is exercise. So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph, source number 10 over here, says the following. Ein larutz b'shabes elim keinu l'davar mitzvah kagon l'beis ha'knesses o kiyotze bo. In Sif Aleph, he says you shouldn't run on Shabbos unless you're running for a mitzvah, like you're running to shul, and we know people who do that on a regular basis. Siv Beis. Bachurim hamisangim b'kfitzasam umirutzasam. Children who derive joy and benefit from jumping and running around, mutter. So for children, it's going to be okay. V'chein liros kol davar shmisangim bo mutter l'tayel. And also, if it's, you know, you live near a lake and you want to go to the lake and take a walk there and take a spansir there because that's something you enjoy, so you're allowed to do that as well. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in general, we don't run on Shabbos, right? When it comes to bachurim, again, which we can translate however we want, right? There, it's going to be allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in V'chein Mutter L'tayel, that you can take that trip. Ava Aser Larutz, but you can't go running on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kedeshi is chamim l'rafua. Kevan demucha milsa. V'aser mishum schicha samemanim. The same way I can't take medicine on Shabbos, so too I can't exercise on Shabbos, because that's a problem of schicha samemanim. V'yesh machmir mafil betil im kavanaso lihis amel l'rafua. And he says, there's those who say that even if you're taking a walk, just for refuah purposes, that's also going to be a problem of exercise. So perhaps exercise would be a problem, but you have that caveat even within the Shulchan Aruch of Bachurim. Bachurim amiz angim bekvitzasam umurutzasam mutter. Right? If the children draw benefit and enjoyment from it, then it is going to be allowed. Now, what is the third concern? The third big concern that comes up in the Rishonim is muktza. Right, we've spoken about carrying, we've spoken about exercise. What about muktza? So here in the 13th century, the Shiboli Aleket writes the following. He says, Mikol makom bein sheish bo toras klielab, bein shein toras klielab, nira she'asar lasachik bo. He says it should be asar to play with these balls. Ula taltolo b'shabes v'yantiv shari ein tsarach b'tiltula. He says we have no reason to be using these. V'afil l'chasos bo pi tzlichuso, right? Why is it aser, says the Shiboli Aleket? It's aser, says the Shiboli Aleket, because of mius, because it becomes disgusting. And those, I don't know if you've gotten up to this in Smichas Chaver, but there's a category of mukta called mukta machmas mius. That if something is so disgusting, it now becomes mukta. Now, clearly, what is the Shiboli Aleket talking about? Is he talking about our types of balls? No. Clearly, back then, the balls were made out of wood or stones and rocks, right? They were heavy and clumsy. And they obviously, as they were rolling around, they dug up the dirt alongside with them, and therefore they literally became disgusting. And so therefore, says the Shiboli Aleket, you want to know how bad this is? And he quotes our Yerushalmi, the Medrash Eicha. that the reason why this poor city was destroyed was because they were playing ball on Shabbos. And he says, what could possibly be the Isser of that? It must be that the Isser is Muksa. This is quoted in the Beit Yosef, in source number 14, where the Beit Yosef says, Katuv ba'agur b'shem shibole haleket, she'asar l'schok b'shabbos v'yante b'kadurim she'inum ru'uyim latzur al p'isluchot v'masi t'metanfi al yidetit v'afar v'chem b'kadur shel eitz. Right? So he quotes this within which series of halachas? He quotes this in the halacha of Muksa. And he says that it's a problem of Muksa. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well, where the Shulchan Aruch hedges a little bit, and he says, Aser lischok b'shabbos v'yantiv b'kadur. It is Aser, is prohibited to do this on Shabbos and Yantiv. Comes along the Ramah and says, v'yesh matirim v'nagu l'hakel. The Ramah, quoting the Tosos in Beitza, says that there are those who are matir, and maybe we should be a little bit makil. What are they arguing about? Right, what they're arguing about is, what is the core prohibition here? What is our core concern here? Is our core concern muktza, or is our core concern carrying? If our core concern is carrying, the Ramah says, we've already been through that in Tosos' comment in Maseches Beitza, and he already has a precedent that they were taking sponsors back then, that they were going on walks back then. It must be you could carry your child. There's no concern about that whatsoever. Therefore, we see that carrying on Yontif is okay, even if it's only for Tzorech Tzas. If you hold the concern is of muktza, so now you have this concern of the Shibole Aleket. And the concern of the Shibole Aleket, which says that maybe it's a concern of muktza. Maybe that is our concern here. Now, even if you say the concern is muktza, and I'm sorry it didn't come out as well, but I'll zoom in for you here a little bit, so at least if it's not clear, it'll be blown up. Says the Dirshu edition, and it's also in Chazon Ovadia, but let's look at the Dirshun. Right, what about all our balls nowadays? Okay, our balls nowadays were clearly different than their balls back then. Says the Dirshu, V'chadurim ha-metzuyim bizmanenu. The balls that are found nowadays, Kasa b'shalz tshuva shevet alevi, says Rav Ozner, Sheina mukta, af livnei Sfarad. Even for Sfardim, they're not going to be mukta. Mibnei shemiyutzarim l'shem mischak. They were created for play. In other words, we weren't taking rocks and repurposing them for play. No. When you go to an Adidas store and get an Adidas soccer ball, and we'll see soccer might be a problem in and of itself, but if I go to a, you know, whatever, Nike store and get a basketball, the basketball is created for this purpose. That's not what muktza is. V'chein da'as hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, v'hagon Rav Yashiv, me'idach, and then he quotes the Or L'Tzion, Hichmi b'davar lo hitir l'taltel kadro l'sachik bo el l'katan shirashaya katan lismo chadas ramah, that he was only willing to be makel on a katan, that the katan could rely on the rama. If you look in Chazon Avadia, Ravadi Yosef, he says, kadr sh'asu l'mischak ein alav toras chliv ari muktza, k'mo shepasak maran, u'bavad sh'lizchak agav karka, v'kasu achronim, sh'akadur shebezmanenu, that the balls nowadays, Hamiyutzarim mitchilasam l'shem mitzchak, that they were created lechatchila for playing ball. Ein aleim toras muktza. There's no concern of muktza here whatsoever. Umutter laseis osam leketanim lesachik b'em al karka mirutzefet shebabais o al shulchan. And the children can play with this in the house or on the table. Now, what's the concern? Why? You notice he says only on certain types of ground, right? On a table, or on a ground that is completely paved, for example, right? What's the concern there? So the concern there, and this, for this I take you all the way back here, the concern is Ashvu Gumos. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Ches says, Ein sochakim be'gozim velo betapukim tapuchim v'chiyotz behem mishum Ashvu Gumos. That the concern is that if I'm trampling on the ground, if I'm running on the ground and kicking on the ground, I'm going to flatten out the ground. Right? V'dafka agave karka. Don't forget, ground back then used to be made of dirt. Right? Aval agave shulchan shari delik lamigzar sham mishum gumos. Okay? So that's one of the concerns. Even for those who allow ball playing on Shabbos, right? Nonetheless, they will express a concern surrounding soccer. Because specifically with soccer, you're concerned about two things. Number one is that you're going to dig up the grass as you're playing soccer. And the other concern is this concern of ashvoi gumo. So the one thing that even my Rebbe told my son that we have to be careful about is playing soccer because, again, of these two concerns. Now, what about the last concern? Right, we know there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "Im tashuv mishavas raglecha asos chavatzecha biyom kachi v'karasal shavas oneg likto shanai mechubad v'chibadeto me'asos trachecha mimso chavtzecha v'daber daber." Now, we, I promise you next week, are going to come back to the last phrase there, which is v'daber daber, which is the prohibition of Amir Lanachri, which is where we started originally and we're going to come back to, I promise. Right? But this pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, is really an indication. It's a mandate for Kedusha Shabbos, right? It's an obligation for us to behave differently on Shabbos than we do during the weekday. And so even if something is technically mutter on Shabbos, nonetheless, there's what we call the letter of the law. There's how do we spend our time on Shabbos. And here we come to a comment of the Yamshel Shlomo. Shlomo Luria, the Marashal, says the following. He says, V'davar tema, lahatir b'yantav l'sachik pekadur, she'ein bo tzorach yom klal. He says, I don't understand how people allow and are makil when it comes to ball playing on Shabbos. Ela schok shel yaladim. Right? What is this? This is child's play. Literally, child's play. Shelo higiyu l'klal chiyav. Yeah, that when you're a child and you don't yet have an obligation of really keeping Shabbos. Okay, so I get it while children do that. Right? Hanach. And I was like, Hanach doesn't mean, I think it's a good idea, but like Hanach means, like, what am I going to do about it? Aval gedolim. But for grown men, adults, nira minag rabeinai. He says, this seems like a terrible idea. Kiza eino tiul. That's not a tiul, right? Taking a walk to the Captiva Lake. Ela sichas yiladim akalos rosh. This is frivolous. This is child. This is how a child behaves. V'afshe Rabbeinu Yeruchim kasav kedvarim elu mishum Rabbeinu Tam. Lo nichali. He says, even if you quote me that Rabbeinu Tam quoted the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that people are doing this, he says, don't quote that for me. Lo nichali. I don't care about that. Kiev shashu lopa ela liyashiv aminag shenagu kain. In other words, doesn't mean that it's the correct thing to do. It means that it was coming to describe a custom that was prevalent in that day and age. But that doesn't mean that we should be behaving that way. V'aisherechili avat lana. He says, and if I could, I would get rid of this despicable, horrible minhag. Right? What basis is the Yamshel Shlomo saying this on? It's not necessarily a basis of muktzah. It's not a basis of carrying. Right? It's a basis of behavior. Right? What we'll call the meta-halachic narrative to all of this, which is how do you spend your time? Do we spend our time on Shabbos behaving like children? Or at a certain time, do you outgrow that and start spending your time a little bit differently? This led Moshe Feinstein to say the following. He says, V'arishonim lo davru klal ascho kador merucha v'pumbi kazeh. Right? The poskim weren't talking about our form of sports playing. Hagorer imo dvarim rabim shemafsin legamri es kedusha Shabbos ve'ayantiv. The poskim were talking. They were talking about playing with a ball, right? Can I sit on my ground and roll a ball to Rabbi Brand on Shabbos? Right. That's what we've been talking about up until now. Moshe Feinstein. We were never talking about me and Rabbi Brand going out and playing a one-on-one with each other, to getting in our shorts and t-shirts and sneakers on Shabbos and playing sports with each other, right? Uva emes sadku divrei ha-marshal b'yamshel shlomo. He says, marshal was right. He was smart. Shekasev al divrei ha-matirim b'yantiv. That, and again, I don't need to re-quote it. We just read it 2 seconds ago, right? Eich sheyeh al schok kador ha-regel shebezmaninu al pitim antanav. He says, it can't be that soccer in our day and age, lo ala al das shum echad me'aposkim la'atir uchas v'shalom. You will not find any posik that allows it. Lo b'Shabbos v'lo gam b'yantiv, and not on Shabbos and not on yantiv. V'chol ha'mafriz b'zel ha'atir haru machshil asarabim. Anyone who says it's allowed, he's being machshil arabim. He's causing people to make a mistake. V'gorim laharbos chilo Shabbos. There's an enormous amount of chilo Shabbos. V'yantiv b'Yisrael v'rachmana litzlan b'hai daite. He says there's an enormous amount of chilo Shabbos. Enormous amount of chilo Shabbos. And the Mata Moshe, he quotes the following. He says, "If a makam shenagu lidrosh b'Shabbos ain't la'aniach al drasha avor asuda, dot 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 dot. Perek Basar de Tainus Yerushalmi, Tor Shama, and he quotes our city, right? Why was it destroyed? Mipneshai Mesachim Agdur Betalim Bin Torah, Umashma. Delischok bekadur shalobizman besa mikdash mutter. V'chein kasa tosvos demutos. Okay, that's, yeah. So here we go. Ktsos HaShochan talks about Ramosha Feinstein as well. And he says the following. He doesn't quote Ramosha Feinstein. But this is what he says. An amazing comment. He quotes the Yerushalmi. And then he says, L'das matir schok itzarech lomi Yerushalmi. Okay. L'fisha asu schok hakadur kvius l'shabas kodesh. V'ayu mevalin azman shal yom ha-kiddush b'schok. Right, if you recall all the way up in source number, where were we? Source number 2. The Korban Eidah offered 2 suggestions. If you remember, the Yerushalmi just said they played ball. Didn't tell us what the problem with that was. The Korban Eidah come along and said either the problem was Shabbos or that they were Mevatel Torah. Says the Ksos HaShulchan, yeah, those are not 2 reasons, actually one and the same. Because they were misusing the Kedushas of Shabbos. They were wasting away the Kedusha Shabbos. Ki afilo ha-matirim, even those who allowed it, lo yatiru ela ba'akrai, they allowed it like every now and then. Shein bekadur iser muksa. Right, there's no muksa here. Avachalila la'asos mizeh kvius lahotzi azman ha-kadosh v'schok shel dvarim b'telim. Right, b'chalila, to waste the Kedushas of Shabbos on something as frivolous as ball playing. He says there's no greater bizayon of Shabbos than this. Right? Why does Hashem give a Shabbos? Hashem didn't give a Shabbos that we could act like children. Right? Hashem gave a Shabbos so we can learn, so we can spend time in a meaningful way. Right? All week long, our excuse is that we're busy with work. Right? Ulfichach poalim, and therefore we have to go to work. Kubal bais dai lahem beone ktsas b'shabbos. Lefishat tzrichim lasok b'torah harbe. And therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, what are we going to do? We're going to use our time in a more kavodik way. Right. So, where does this leave us? So, we outlined a number of concerns. Number one, as we discussed carrying peers in the Tosfos and Shabbos, based on the comment of Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramah says we can be makil based on that. Right? What about muksa? Right? The concern of the Shibole Aleket, muksa machmas miyus. Here we say, we quote it from the Dir Shemishna Brura, we quote it from Rav Avadi Yosef. There's no real concern of muksa because our balls are different than they were back then. Our balls were specifically made for this purpose, and therefore they all agree it's not a concern of muksa. What about leveling the ground? So there we differentiate. We said maybe soccer is a problem, but other forms like basketball or volleyball, I don't know, whatever you want to play, baseball, those are going to be less of a problem. And then lastly, we discussed the concern of Kedusha Shabbos, right? The Yamshel Shlomo, who said that Chas V'Shalom, for an adult to behave this way, is a total bizayon of Shabbos. Ramosha Feinstein said, yeah, if the poskim knew the way we and our children play sports nowadays, they never would have allowed it. Chas V'Shalom, that they would have allowed that at all. The Ksos HaShulchan, who says this wasn't the purpose of Shabbos at all. The whole goal is, how do we spend our time on Shabbos? Do we spend it wisely, learning Torah, which was the purpose, the goal of Shabbos, or do we spend it in frivolous behavior? Someone, I don't know if I have his permission to share, but someone wrote in the chat, oh, he wrote to everyone. Rabbi Brand said, sounds like organized sports. So this is actually the psak that I received from my Rebbe when I discuss this sugya with him. When I discussed the sugya with my Rebbe, he differentiated between what he called, you know, what's the word for it? Like, just, you know, 2 friends come over, we go outside, we shoot some hoops for a little bit, and saying, you know, Johnny, at 2 o'clock on Shabbos, there's going to be a 9-on-9 baseball game out in the field. Everyone should come, bring your gloves, bring your bats, bring your batting helmets, right? Make sure to dress the part. There's a fundamental difference between those two, right? There's a fundamental difference between saying that a person needs to relax, certainly when it comes to children, either when it is pre-bar mitzvah or immediately after bar mitzvah, one could argue, right, that there is a direct concern of how children are going to spend their Shabbos. And if you don't give children an appropriate outlet for how they spend their Shabbos, they're going to spend it in unwise ways. And so perhaps it's better for them to play sports on Shabbos than to get into all other forms of trouble. And perhaps there's a big difference between that and what oftentimes, unfortunately, takes place, where you see kids walking around for organized sports. When I say organized sports, I mean organized games, lacking the kedushas of Shabbos in the way that they dress, in the way that they behave. All of those are the nuance when it comes to this halacha. And so I titled the shiur Examining When the Letter of the Law Meets the Spirit of the Law, because this really is, right? When it comes to the letter of the law, you can easily find kulas, but there's a fundamental component here of the spirit of the law, of kedushas Shabbos, which, as articulated in the Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan, I think most clearly, it's an indictment, it's an indication of what we value most about Shabbos. My Rebbe is Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger, right? What we value most about Shabbos. What do we view Shabbos as? Is Shabbos just a day off? Is Shabbos an opportunity to recharge and invest in our spiritual batteries, right? How do we view Shabbos? And at age-appropriate times, how do we instill that kedusha of Shabbos into our children and direct them towards more appropriate forms of behavior on Shabbos? And so again, thank you, everybody. I see Rabbi Eisenstein's on.